Hello, my name is Francis Blight. I'm the curate here, and it's my privilege to give the Christmas talk this morning. I've brought with me three Christmas crackers, which we're going to pull, and in each one there's a question to help us to think about the birth of Jesus and what it means. So I need a volunteer to pull the first cracker with me. Stick your hand up if you'd like to. Don't be shy. Oh, right the way over here, okay. Keep those hands high. Okay, let's pull that cracker. Great, so what have we got inside? Did anything come out there? Let's see what we've got. We've got a crown, the obligatory crown, which you can have and wear. We've got a joke that I'll keep. And we've got our question. Let's see what the joke is. What did the beaver say to the tree? It's been nice to gnaw ya. And our question is, how important do you think Jesus is? Now, I happen to have brought my importantometer with me this morning, and I need two people to help me just to hold it. And I'm looking for two people aged maybe 10, 11, 12, something like that. Any volunteers? It's not a highly technical job. Great, let's have you two. So if you come and stand on the step here and hold that in. If you come down here. Stand on the step and try and hold it about head high and hold it taut so that's great. Thank you. So how important do you think Jesus is? Do you rate him as a nip? As a kip? As a vip? Or as a mip? Is he an NIP, that's a not important person, a nobody. Do you rate him as a QIP, a quite important person? We all know about VIPs, don't we? Very important people. Do you rate Jesus as a VIP? Or is he an MIP, the most important person? Have a think. I'm not going to ask you to share this out loud. But have a think, where would you rank him? Try and pull it taut if you can. Where would you rank him on this? Would he be down this end, a nobody? Or would he be up here, the most important person? Just have a think where you would put him. Great. Well, if you'd like, could you just sit down and you can lower the ometer and just sit on a step. We'll bring that out shortly. On to our second cracker. Who would like to pull cracker number two? Go. What have we got in there? We've got our question, a joke, and a crown which you can keep. Here's the joke. Why did the germ cross the microscope? To get to the other slide. I like that one. What's our second question? How important does God think Jesus is? When it comes to how important someone is, the opinion that really counts is God's opinion. That's because God made everything, He made each of us, and therefore He's the best judge of someone's importance. So how important does God think Jesus is? Well, God thinks that he is the MIP, the MIP, the most important person who ever lived. And I'd like to share one reason with you this morning how we know that this is true. When people have a birthday, friends and family send special messages. We send birthday cards, don't we? We mark the special person's birthday. Sometimes people send special messengers to celebrate a birthday. And there are a surprising number of people out there who are prepared to dress up and sing for the one that you love. So on the special birthday, you could send a gorillagram. This is Bongo the gorillagram, working in the Oxfordshire, South Warwickshire and Chipping Norton area. You could send an Elvis Presley-agram. Contact Alan Moore, 566-495. Or you could combine the two and send a singing Elvis gorillagram. He's working in Surrey, Kent and the London area. And here he is in action. But on Jesus' birthday, God didn't send a birthday card. Or should he send a Christmas card? I'm not quite sure which one he should send. He didn't send a card. He didn't send a gorillagram. He sent angels from the glory around his heavenly throne. The Bible says, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host all appeared. Now you may have noticed that we don't see angels every day. And because of this, most of us don't know what they look like. Some think that angels are babies with wings. Some people think they're little girls dressed up. Whatever picture you have in your mind, it's probably cute. But when the shepherds saw the angels, they didn't think they were cute. They were absolutely terrified. Angels are powerful beings who live with God in heaven around his throne. And very occasionally, he sends them to earth to announce a really important event. When Jesus was born, he didn't just send one angel, he sent a whole company, a whole army of angels. I wonder how many of us are here today. Has anyone done the clicker yet? 310, okay? The Bible doesn't tell us how many angels there were, it just says there was a multitude. But let's imagine that we are those angels for a moment. The angels appeared suddenly and they said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Try and imagine it in the sky. You're in the field, suddenly 310 angels appear. Let's all say this together as loud as we can. Try and get a feel for the volume. Let's say it together. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. This was a mega event. And the birth of Jesus was the first time in the Bible when a whole company of angels appeared all at once. Occasionally in the Old Testament, one angel would show up to make an important announcement. Occasionally two or three. The closest we get to it is when Jacob had a dream of a stairway to heaven and he saw angels going up and down on it. But that was a dream. This is the first time in the Bible story that a whole multitude actually appears on earth. And there was one reason, and one reason only, why they showed up. That was because Jesus had been born. So this shows us that God thinks Jesus is the MIP, the most important person. Could we have the importantometer up again, please? Oh dear, technical hitch. Right, can you hold it as tight as you can and lift it up at high level? That's great. So God thinks Jesus is the most important person. And I want you to have a think. Do you see Jesus in the same way that God does? Is he the most important person in the world and the most important person in your life? Or is he perhaps somewhere sort of down here? Have a think about it. And it's time to pull cracker number three. Who'd like to pull? Maybe an adult this time. Let's have an adult. It's not all about the children, is it? Oh. There we go. There's your crown. You going to wear it now? Our joke and our question. Here's our joke. How do you make a gold soup? You put 9 carrots in it. Ooh. Getting weaker. Question number 3 is, why is Jesus the most important person for you and me? Why is he the MIP? Not the MEP. MEPs are important, but we don't quite know what they do. We're talking about MIP here. So picture the scene. Shepherds are in the fields outside the town of Bethlehem. The angel of the Lord appears to them, and the glory of the Lord shines around them. Imagine one of those scenes in a film where suddenly the alien spacecraft comes over and they turn on the lights. That's the kind of feeling I think it would have been like. And they are terrified. They don't know what's going on. And the angel says to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in an animal feeding box, lying in a manger." So in this heavenly birthdayogram, we hear why Jesus is so important for you and me personally. The angel says that the baby in the feeding box is Christ the Lord, and he is a Savior. Christ was the title for God's King, who would rule over his people. So the angel is telling them and us now that Jesus is a king. He's King Jesus. He's President Jesus. He's Jesus the ruler. He's going to grow up, this little baby, born in the manger to be a king. And we're called to follow him as our king by worshipping him and obeying his teachings. Jesus is Christ the King, and Jesus is a Savior. A Savior is a person who saves from danger or peril. This is an ambulance. And ambulance drivers and doctors are saviors because they save people from dying. The angel tells us that Jesus is a Savior. But Jesus didn't drive an ambulance. And he didn't work at A&E as a surgeon. He saved people by dying on the cross for them. Elsewhere in the Bible, the Apostle Paul explains the kind of Savior that Jesus is. A famous bit of the Bible, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. King Jesus was born, that is, he came into the world to be a sin Savior. And the way he saves us from sin is by taking the punishment for the wrong things that we do onto himself on the cross. That's why the cross is the central symbol of Christianity. We just learned earlier that Jesus' birth is so important that God the Father sent all these angels. So perhaps we could have an animal food box, a manger, as the main symbol of Christianity. But Jesus' death was even more important than his birth. So we have the cross. So why is Jesus the MIP for you and me? It's because he's a Savior and he's a King. But the important question this morning is he your Savior and King? There's no other person who can deal with your sin and put you into a right relationship with God. There's no other person who can save you from the wrath of God's judgment against your sin. And this is why the birth of Jesus is so special. He's the answer to our sin problem. So don't just leave Jesus for Christmas. Jesus is for life, not just for Christmas. Don't leave him in the food box. God didn't. Jesus grew up to be the most controversial, the most compassionate, the most challenging, and the most giving man the world has ever known. And that's why I follow Jesus and have given my life to explaining him to people. We need all of Jesus that the Bible gives us in order to find out what kind of a Savior he is. So make Jesus your MIP this Christmas time. And the way to do that is by making him your King and your Savior. I encourage you to have the same view of Jesus that God does.